protection of women under menace of violence. In the current 19th legislature, Law 12 of 2023 provided for the establishment of a joint bicameral commission of inquiry into feminicide, i.e. crimes in which the victim is a woman as a woman. Article 609 bis of the Criminal Code punishes sexual acts committed with violence, threat, or abuse of authority. Given the establishment of relevant case law in full conformity with Article 36 of the Istanbul Convention, it is to be recalled that the Supreme Court of Cassation has confirmed that for the purpose of consumption of the crime of sexual violence, it is sufficient the lack of consent. The Equal Opportunities Department has started the preparation of the new National Strategic Plan on Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence, which will be implemented seamlessly from the previous strategic plan. Between October and November 2024, three thematic technical tables were convened based on the three axes: prevention, protection, and support, and prosecution, and punishment, gathering again in the current month. Based on the comments and proposal, an initial text has been drafted for the construction of the plan. Among the most recent laws on combating violence against women, let me recall Law 53 of 2022, provisions on statistics on gender-based violence aimed at ensuring an adequate flow of information in terms of frequency and content, including with regard to relevant healthcare pattern of questions as collected at the ERs or gender-based violence against women, particularly regarding the relationship between the victim and the author, besides a focus hate crimes and re-victimization, to ensure inter alia an effective monitoring of the phenomenon through a specific recording of data by relevant offices by a multi-stakeholder approach. And again, Law 168 of 2023, which aims to provide the police forces and the judiciary with new targeted and promote effective tools for the prevention and countering of the aforementioned phenomena of violence while guaranteeing victims more adequate levels of information and assistance at every stage and level of the proceedings. On abortion, Article 32 of the Italian Constitution stipulates the Republic safeguards health as a fundamental right of the individual and as a collective interest and guarantees free medical care to indigent. Again, as for Law 194 of 1978, the importance of its full implementation is to be stressed. This law defines maternity as a free choice in the dual context of social protection of motherhood and legal and safe access to voluntary abortion. In the last annual report by the Ministry of Health to Parliament in 2022, for the first time, the pharmacological IVG, which is the acronym for the safe access to voluntary abortion, has a higher frequency than a surgical IVG. On the remarks made on corporal punishment, since the entry into force of the Criminal Code in 1930, in the Italian legal system, the use of corporal punishment is punished in compliance with Article 571, which is called abuse of the means of correction or discipline, if it is committed for educational purposes against a person entrusted to the perpetration for reasons of education, instruction, care, supervision, or custody, or to learn a profession or an art. The use of punishment also constitutes the offense of ill treatment against family members of cohabitants. Article 562 of the Criminal Code, if it is committed arbitrarily in order to cause a state of physical or psychic suffering in the ill-treated person. On the equal protection and persecution and national referral to mechanism to practice and relevant training of the judiciary and police, I would like to give the floor to the delegate of the delegation pertaining to Department of Equal Opportunities. Mr. Pizzicanella, please.
Thank you, Mr. Iannuzzi. Thank you, President. It is an honor for me to be here today. In October 2022, the adoption of the National Plan of Action Against Trafficking and Serious Exploitation of Human Beings for the period 2022-2025 was decided, implementing European Directive 36 of 2011. This plan defines multi-annual